can bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And for those of you just tuning in, kind of a disturbing story here about a woman who discovered after her husband died. Great husband. They got along well. She, you know, was with him all the way till the end.
He provided for her.
He did. And turns out, well, looks like she was his daughter the whole time. And whether or not he was aware of it is unknown. She certainly didn't know. She found out 6 years later because her uncle told her the truth. And I don't think he should have. Because it really hurt this lady. Like, she took it pretty hard.
I honestly am not a believer that ignorance is bliss. I can see that ignorant people can be very happy, but I personally like to know things, even if it's hard to take.
I get you, and I tend to agree with that, but, I mean, this woman believed she came down with diabetes and had two strokes as a result of finding out this news.
Yeah, but she created that in her mind.
She did, which is why...
She created that.
I'm not saying it was the uncle's fault for what happened to her and how she reacted to it, but if he knew that she was somebody who was likely to freak out about things like this, he probably should have just kept his mouth shut.
Well, if she's so concerned about it, then she should have checked before she married him.
Check him to see if he's her dad.
Yeah, people, I respect people that do their due diligence and think about these uncomfortable things.
I don't think people think about that stuff.
People
though.
Should. I know it's not romantic, but
no. What I mean, how many people want to think about whether or not their partner is somebody who's blood related
to
them?
It's the same thought process for why people don't check their partners for STDs before they go and check up with them.
Right.
I mean, that's not romantic either, but it's important.
I don't know if it's exactly the same. I mean, people...
It's similar, is it not? You know, doing these unromantic checks
for... way more likely that you're going to come down with an STD than your sexual partner turns out to be somebody who's your blood relative.
Yeah,
way
but which
more
is...
Likely.
I mean... imagine getting pregnant with a baby from someone you're related to. And I think that people should consider these things. Like, how are your genetics? Babies aren't responsible for the genetics they get. And it's not really fair to create a baby that is, when it could have been avoided, a baby that might have birth defects. And if it was avoidable, then is there not, whose responsibility is that? Not the parents?
According to Wikipedia, by the way, Syphase sent this to me online, the genetic sexual attraction, if you look up genetic sexual attraction on the wiki, it was presumed to occur as a consequence of genetic relatives meeting as adults, typically as a consequence of adoption. Although this is a rare consequence of adoptive reunions, the large number of adoptive reunions in recent years means that a larger number of people are affected. If a sexual relationship is entered, it is known as incest and may be distressing to both parties or the families involved. GSA is rare between people raised together in early childhood due to a reverse sexual imprinting known as the Westermarck effect, which desensitizes them to later close sexual attraction. It's hypothesized that this effect evolved to prevent inbreeding. So that goes back and speaks to some extent to what we had heard earlier in this discussion, or what we touched on earlier in the discussion here, which was the idea that, well, shouldn't nature be separating brother and sister? Because you have this other story where a brother and sister got married. They didn't know they were brother and sister. They find out after the fact that they've been married. So according to the observations here of scientists, the genetic sexual attraction only affects siblings who did not grow up together. So apparently if you didn't grow up with your brother, then you could meet him later on and find him attractive. Whereas if you did grow up with your brother... And you don't have a brother, Allie. But if
right.
you did...
As far as I know.
Right.
Could be dating him right now.
So if you did grow up with him, then you would not be attracted to him.
Right. Weird. Well, I don't know how to explain that. Maybe it might seem... You know, when you're looking for someone to be with and mate with, I guess... Most people, I guess, when they start relationships, they don't think who I'm going to mate with. But people should. And I guess if you're looking for someone who is compatible, then I could see finding a sibling. And if you don't realize it's your sibling, finding the ways in which you're compatible to be signs that you're meant to be together when really it's just that you're related. Because siblings will have commonalities even when they're separate at birth. Twins that are separate at birth will have patterns that are similar within their lives, and I find all that to be very strange.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome if you'd like to add add to the discussion here. I don't know if there's there's not a real good answer, I think, for most people to the question I'd asked earlier, which is if you found out after marrying somebody, someone who you love, someone who you are just absolutely infatuated with, and that's why you married them, if you found out later that, whoops, turns out to be your sibling, it's your brother or your sister, what do you do? In the case of the story that happened in real life, they're attempting to just be friends. And I guess when they
sounds
say
sounds kind of
attempting,
like some kind of Woody Allen movie or something.
It does. I guess when they say attempting to just be friends, it must be hard, right? Because you fell in love with this person. You know, you care about them more than anything else in the world. That's why you married them. And now all of a sudden, there's this stigma, this unexpected stigma attached to the relationship.
But does the stigma have validity?
Meaning,
is there stigma against incest? I mean, there's good reasons for it. What if, you know, if I ended up with someone and I found out that they were my sibling and I thought that it would be bad if we were to breed, then I would, if I wasn't going to just break up with them and if I was just so in love with my brother or whatever, I would at least demand they get a vasectomy or something.
Right. No, that would be a sensible thing to do.
That sounds selfish. I guess I could get tubes tied, but...
They have something else now that... Oh, God, what was it called? We learned about it. I should remember it. There's something else where they insert something up and it basically blocks sperm from...
Like U-rings or whatever?
I forget what it's called.
Different kind of birth control?
Yeah.
They have these different techniques, and some of them make you think that it's a physical object keeping you from getting pregnant, but a lot of it is just it's a different way to get birth control chemicals, whatever those are, into the women's bloodstream.
No, this is something
it's
physical.
Okay.
I'll pull it up again because I want to remember what it was called. It was really neat.
A vaginal condom or
no,
something?
No, something else. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Seth is on the line in New Hampshire. You can bring up anything you want. Seth.
Ian, how are you?
Good. Allie's here, too. What's on your mind?
I've got a couple of things. So, number one, I've been listening to your coverage on the jury nullification case, and I have to tell you, and I'm sure you will enjoy hearing this, you have been giving the judge a bit too much credit.
Really?
The instructions that he gave were, in fact, the instructions that were published by the New Hampshire Bar at some point in one of their journals, and, in fact, the lawyer who was defending the Rastafarian was, I believe, actually the author of those instructions. So they're great instructions, but they were not the judge's. The reason he gave
Well,
them
hold on. Just point of clarification here. So yeah. Let me bring the listeners up to speed. This is the jury nullification case where, as you mentioned, a Rastafarian busted for growing marijuana. He was completely found not guilty by a jury here in New Hampshire. It's a landmark case. It's a huge deal. And the instructions the judge read to the jury, I was aware that he was given those by an attorney. Usually these jury instructions are suggested in some cases by attorneys, the ones that break away from the standard jury instructions. So if I didn't make it clear, I do realize the judge himself did not write those. But he did read them, and he didn't have to.
Well, and that's true. He didn't have to, and he does deserve credit for that. But what's nice is I've heard you say you didn't like the law because it was written in legalese, and
yeah.
You really liked the instructions. And so the nice thing about this is starting next year, those instructions will most likely be the instructions everyone continues to hear.
Really?
Yes.
How is that? Why could a judge not, you said most likely, so there's an in there where a judge could change that, right?
The way the law is worded, it has not, the judge is not going to be the one giving the instruction. It is that the lawyer is allowed to bring up the concept, and certainly the standard instructions, once jury nullification is brought in, if the jurors ask for explanation, that explanation, as you said before, now that it's been used, really is a good standard. And it's the standard that the Bar Association in New Hampshire has agreed is probably the standard one that should be used.
I love it. And, Seth, if you have more to say, you're welcome to stand by.
I absolutely do. I've got another great story for you. So
great. Hang on. More with Seth in a moment here. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I have a suggestion for you. In order for you to see the power of words in action, make a habit of complimenting people every day. If you take the time to say something kind and encouraging to everyone you meet, then people will always be happy to see you coming. You will be happier also. For when we make other people happy, it always comes back to us. I like to say we eat our words. And this is another way of seeing the principle in action. The better I make other people feel, the better I'm going to feel myself. Don't feel embarrassed about complimenting people, even that you don't know. Just because we don't know someone does not mean that God can't use us to increase their joy and build them up. Or change your words, change your life. I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we have waiting for you there. And they include our live streams where you can tune into broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show. All of them free, of course. Listen.freetalklive.com. You can listen in 24 hours a day if you would like. And in addition to that, you can also pick us up on over 110 radio stations across the country from coast to coast on AM and FM. We're also up on XM satellite radio, where you can hear us all 7 nights per week. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get the details. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And also find out about our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. We've got Seth on the line. He is a Free State Project participant and a relatively early mover to the Free State Project, who has been elected to State House as a House of Representatives member. And you've been kind of in the thick of the political scene now for quite a while. And you're giving us kind of the inside scoop, what we may not have been aware of with regard to this jury nullification bill. As we've been discussing over the last couple weeks on Free Talk Live, the jury nullification bill is something that just doesn't exist anywhere else, to my knowledge at least. Seth, are you aware? Do any of the other 49 states?
No, actually, we passed, I think, a landmark. You know, we really pushed the envelope here, and other states are going to start to copy it, I hope.
I hope so. Well, I mean, I hope so, too. And I think we're probably going to see that down the line of a lot of things that happen in New Hampshire, because we are going to see more freedom happening here as we've got more people coming here who want to be free and who are willing to do what it takes to make it happen. So it was some Free State Project participants that really helped make this jury nullification bill happen in the first place. And what you were telling us a moment ago is that the jury instructions that were given during the case where a man was acquitted of growing marijuana. And I've got those instructions here, so I'm just going to read them just so our audience knows what we're talking about, how good these instructions were.
Well,
so
let me interrupt you and tell you what the current instructions make it. They say, well, if they haven't proved the case, that you must find him innocent, but if they've proven the facts, that you should find him guilty. So the current instructions are horrible because they depend on people understanding the difference between must and should, and most jurors don't know that difference. So that's what it is right now, and that's what it is in most places in this country.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of real tricky wording that goes on, which is why I was uncertain about this jury nullification bill, because it seems so confusing the way the bill was written. But what you're saying is that this statement, this part of the jury instructions that is going to be read to every jury by the judge in these cases that are going to be coming up starting next year in New Hampshire, is going to be the standard. It sounds like this is going to be the standard. So I'm just going to share this text. It's pretty short, and it's really sweet. Here's what the judge told the jury that ended up finding the guy not guilty. Quote, even if you find that the state has proven each and every element of the offense charged beyond a reasonable doubt, you may still find the defendant not guilty if you have a conscientious feeling that a not guilty verdict would be a fair result in this case.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty crystal clear.
That's what jury nullification is.
Yeah, and to hear that come from a judge's lips, you know, for you and I mean, we don't really care. It's the man in a robe. We know that. But the jurors look at him as though he is, you know, next to a god, or at least a lot of jurors think that judges are better men than the average man.
Well, they have all the authority.
Right, and they're in charge of the courtroom, and so they take what those judges say real serious. And so to have them take a statement like that seriously is absolutely fantastic. It's the reason, one of the reasons why this guy ended up getting a not guilty verdict. So thanks for bringing that to the front, Seth. I know there was other things
absolutely
you wanted to discuss.
Well, I've got one more sneak preview. I got a chance to see ahead of everybody else. We're waiting for some approval. A commercial that was filmed here in New Hampshire in front of the State House, with the Libertarian presidential candidate, Gary Johnson. Mm-hmm. And you're going to love this, Ian. It's a zombie commercial.
I heard about it. I know that Garrett Ian from FreeConcord.org was there for the filming, so I was
absolutely
Already aware.
And then, you know, the thing I want your listeners to understand is, you know, I've been here in New Hampshire since 2004, and I've watched as we've gone from, you know, 50 people to 100 people to 200 people to, you know, we're well over 1,000 people now, and I can tell you that, you know, even just a few years ago, if we had come up with an idea, we said, oh, we want to go ahead and we want to get the presidential candidate to come here to New Hampshire and do some video with us, people would have said, yeah, that's a great pipe dream. We were able to put this entire thing together on a very small budget because we have all the people, we have the video cameras, we have the activists to show up, we have the communications, we have all the pieces that it takes to make activism happen. Mm-hmm. We were able to put together a commercial, and it's a low-budget one, but, you know, I mean, we're not expecting it to go, you know, on national TV, but it's certainly a good video for YouTube. And we put that together in a week, and it's going to go national.
Amazing.
And, you know, we have a real serious candidate that is willing to say, we need to stop the wars, we need to stop the police state, I mean, he's there. He's wearing a, if you haven't seen him, he's going around the country right now, going to various colleges, trying to get attention. And he's wearing a peace symbol on his T-shirt along with a jacket. Mm. I mean, this is a presidential candidate who really believes in peace.
He's really carrying the libertarian.
President Obama, who got a Nobel Peace Prize, and what has he done with it? He started more wars.
He's carrying the Libertarian Party message into something that I support more than what I've heard come out of the other Libertarian parties lately. It's a little bit... Ian and I were talking recently about, you know, whether or not Gary Johnson is a principled candidate. And there are some things that I aren't perfect, but in general, yeah, I mean, just for the... Even just... not supporting the American imperialism aspect to his campaign, that is something I can get behind.
Well, as I pointed out over at freekeen.com...
He's not just saying it. He's making commercials that talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. And as I understand it...
Pay attention, start Googling Gary Johnson zombie, and as soon as it's out on YouTube... I'm sure it's going to go viral. We're going to try to get as many people to see it as possible.
Well, I know that you're one of the bloggers over at Free Keen, so if you...
And
you know,
I will post it there, absolutely.
Yeah, if you see that it's out and we haven't posted it there yet, please do post it over there, because definitely looking forward to seeing it. It's looked like it was fun. I saw one of the behind-the-scenes clips from the Concord Patch. They were there reporting on it. And so basically you've got two sides. There's the red zombies and the blue zombies. And I guess Gary Johnson comes out and yells something at the zombies or something like that.
The red and blue being the Republicans and Democrats.
I have to give total props to JJ, the director and the editor. He has done an amazing job. He put it together, given the footage he had. And he came up with something that I watched. It's a minute and a half long, and it's funny, and it's serious. And anybody who sees it will go, I want to find out more about Gary Johnson.
That's
so
cool, man.
I think it's a winner.
Hey, thanks for the heads up, Seth. Appreciate the information, and thanks for the call tonight. That's Seth Cohn. He is one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, also a state representative in New Hampshire, and Free State Project participant.
You know, Gary Johnson was actually, I guess, giving a talk, I think it was like online, and someone asked about the Free State Project, and he fully endorsed it. And
big-time endorsement, yeah.
Yeah, he said that he would have loved for it to be in New Mexico, but that he really supports the people in New Hampshire and that you know, people should check it out. And it was like his last statement.
He even threw the term anarchist in there as well.
I know. I was pretty surprised. He said he loved it.
He liked the idea of no government, he said, which was a surprise to me. So you can actually read the full statement and actually see the video if you want. Freekeen.com. I posted the endorsement over there, so it's an easy way to go and see it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. You can head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Allie.
All right. And speaking of those features, by the way, we've got listening options. We've got news updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. It's all free for you. You can go there and enjoy freetalklive.com. In fact, those news updates, you can get signed up. We'll clue you in via email whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you are following us on either of those, you'll get more than just the news. You'll get observations during the show, questions we might want to ask on the air, and or rather to you online that we were also asking on the air. You can answer them online. And sometimes we'll read them on the air, as I had intended to do about the incest question earlier today, or earlier in the show. I'd asked the question, if you found out your life partner was actually your brother or sister, what would you do? And according to Andrew, he says, my life partner is my dog. Can't be too careful down here in Bammy. I guess he's from Alabama.
Dogs do make good life partners.
Suggestion. Other people answered a little bit more seriously. Kurt says, do you mean before or after I start throw, or rather stop throwing up? Christopher says, sure does save money at Christmas time. Jake asks, what's a life partner? I don't know. I didn't know they made those anymore. They had y'all, and he goes on to say, we've apparently been off some radio station. And then Brandon says, I think that seeking therapy together might be a good step in order to identify where you've been and where you're at in light of that revelation and go from there. He says, what would I do? I can't see myself staying in the relationship. This is a very uncommon circumstance. So you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook, answer the occasional question. Sometimes we'll put some show prep in there, sometimes just some observations, whatever. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. And also want to invite you to freestateproject.org. We were just talking with Seth Cohn a moment ago. He's a Free State Project participant. About the Free State Project and, you know, what some of the exciting things that are going on here that just are not possible anywhere else because you don't have the numbers. And we're coming up on 13,000 signers. It's 12,800. I just checked the number today. And that's the amount of people who have pledged to say they're going to do, as we have done, Allie, you and I, and a bunch of others, as over 1,000 people are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are well over 12,000 people who are saying that they're going to come here.
Right. And even if only half of those people come, that would be great, too.
Oh, yeah, man. 6,000 activists would be fantastic. Or even another 1,000 would take us a long way. So the more people that can get here, the sooner, the better. Go to freestateproject.org if you love the ideas of liberty. If not, stay right where you are. Let's go to Adam, listening in Virginia. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Adam, what's on your mind tonight?
Just want to say, well, first of all, I hear you guys picking on Christians a lot, but I never hear you picking on Jesus, and that makes me kind of happy, you know, given that I'm a Christian. I think it's kind of cool you guys to say that, you know, the Bible is about peace and not, you know, trashing him all the time. So thanks for that.
You're praising us for picking on Christians and not Jesus.
Correct.
Okay.
And you are a Christian.
Yes.
Is that because you can see the problems that many Christians from which they suffer?
I think that Christians have completely lost their minds at this point. You know what I mean? Because I've reread the Bible since I went from being a conservative, Bush-loving, war-loving person to actually reading the Bible and saying, wait, this isn't right. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how that whole thought process came about.
So are you not a church-going Christian then?
No, I am, absolutely. Nobody in the church agrees with me on anything.
Does the Bible...
Wait. You said you don't think your church agrees with you on anything?
Not really.
Why do you go?
You know, when you stop Iran from doing bad things...
Why do you go? What's the purpose there?
Because my church is pretty good about not talking politics much.
I see.
You just kind of keep that... That would create infighting, maybe.
Church and Republicans and...
What was the question you were going to ask, Allie?
I was going to ask if his opinion... He said he's reread the Bible, so I'm like, wow, a Christian's actually read the Bible. Interesting.
Hmm.
Do you think that the Bible supports any particular ideology that, in a political sense, is the Bible supportive of, you know, liberalism or conservatism or libertarianism, or is it all over the place, which would be my answer. I think it's unclear.
I think that the Bible supports libertarianism because, you know, don't steal. That kind of completely trashed the whole idea of redistribution of wealth. And then the story of that prostitute when they were going to stone her, and Jesus is like, you know, if you are not, you know, if you're those without sin, you can cast the first stone. And he simply went to her and said, you know, don't sin anymore. But I don't believe that was like a man-made law kind of thing, because remember that Jesus, when he came to save us from what was going on, it was actually the religious law, the religious leaders that were really screwing up at the time. And he had some pretty harsh words to say for the conservative right of his time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
What about rendering to Caesar what is Caesar's?
Oh, that was complicated. I don't know. I've studied that. I know that Jesus was a tax protester. I think what he said in regards to that was, you know, get out of the system. Because I've read further into that, like, you know, try and get out of the system as much as possible because you're not supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to be in the world but not of the world.
Well, you should give what is Caesar's to Caesar. I mean, you shouldn't have somebody else's things. You should have your own things.
Yes, but I wonder what the context.
There's this, like, 20-page article that I read about how Jesus used to protest taxes and things like that. So it's a good spot. You can actually look for it. But
it frustrates me that the Bible is so, you know, I know that there's different versions of it that try to make it, it's been reinterpreted by different people. There's different versions. It's the King James, there's the NIV, mm-hmm. and I appreciate the efforts to try to make it more simplified and easier to understand, because some stuff gets lost in translation, but I always like to look at, instead of just taking it in the literal English sense, I think people make persuasive arguments when they take it from, like, the actual Hebrew. What does this mean in Hebrew?
I personally believe that you're not going to find an accurate version of the Bible unless you know Hebrew and Greek, the original, mm-hmm. you know, translations of the Bible. You're not going to really know. It's just, the message is still going to be in there. Like what Mark was talking about yesterday in regards to, you know, if you do drugs, you're a sorcerer. Well, if you look at what sorcery is in Greek, it's actually pharmakia. So if you want to talk about doing sorcery, then going to a pharmacist is actually, you know, committing sorcery, and it's that kind of stuff. And it's
I was going to say, is that some of the reason why there are certain Christians who refuse to get medical treatment, who, you know, will, you know, if their son is going blind, they won't get him glasses, that sort of thing?
I mean, you know, that's their convictions, and I don't have a problem with people who decide not to do that. I'll be going to get, you know, pharmaceutical drugs if there's something wrong with me. But, you know, it goes back to, you know, a lot of Christians, and I believe this too, that we're living in the end times, and, you know, Christ is going to be coming and all the other stuff. It goes back to when Jesus first came, there were so many people who were the religious leaders of the time that became some of the worst and representing God and how loving he was and all that other stuff. And I believe we're at that point. That's why I talked to you guys about a week ago about that last chapter of Revelation, talking about the Tree of Life.
I don't recall.
Well, in the last chapter of Revelation, there's this... there's something called the Tree of Life or whatever, and there's a lot of people that actually believe that marijuana is that Tree of Life. And to me, it's the kind of thing where it's like, we're so far off from the way that Christianity really is.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of showing our culture, because it almost seems like Christians are some of the worst people on the face of the planet right now.
Adam, thanks for the perspective, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, sure, thank you.
Yep, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts if you make the call. In fact, I have a related email here. And then coming up, we'll tell you about a disturbing survey that Allie has seen performed online. And she'll tell us about it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 21st, 2012. Gold opens this morning at $1,774.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,817.95, $908.97 for a half ounce, or $454.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,817.95, $908.97, and $454.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores?
The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, and you can enjoy them completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Just a few bucks a month, and what we'll do is we'll take those dollars in, and we will invest them into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing new internet listeners on board as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn more about the AMP program, about the perks that you'll get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. Cindy is on the line listening in Florida to LRN.FM. Hey, Cindy.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I used to be a Christian. It's hard to say used to be. I struggled with my faith, believing that I was really, you know, born again. However, I did study the Bible for 2 solid years through Moody Bible Institute. I studied New Testament Greek, and I studied Romans 13, and I've also, I don't have money, but I would get Chuck Baldwin's analysis of it. Because he also has the same opinion.
Chuck Baldwin, this is the former presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, also a pastor.
Yeah, yeah.
And what are you wanting his analysis of? I'm sorry, just to be clear.
Romans 13, which a lot of Christians, they use to try to tell you you should obey the government.
That's the one about rendering to Caesar?
No, it says that you should be subservient to the powers that from above.
Ah.
You should be subserving also to earthly authorities. But when
that sounds like it's talking about
powers, can I just tell you something? When it says power, believe it or not, that word power is a power-packed word in Greek. It's exousia, which means power that has, it's interpreted as freedom. Okay? That means that without, without money, without talent, we can have freedom, but we don't really have freedom because we need to have, skills. We don't have fish. We're going to do things we don't have freedom.
Why are skills at odds with freedom? skills
right,
and talent.
Saying if you
I don't
have
know if that's
freedom,
what
but you don't have any skills, what good is your freedom? You know, you don't get. So when it interprets the word be subservient to the power, it really saying be subservient to freedom. And
it's all up to interpretation, isn't it? I mean, that's you've got your interpretation. The people that believe in the government have their interpretation, and that's kind of one of the problems with the Bible is it's not real clear to people today.
I just said about that when you just said Ian. John MacArthur, who had is one of the pastors in California who studied the Bible in Greek for 7 years. He's the most talented Bible scholar that's a pastor in the United States. Misinterprets that passage. However, he interprets it right, but he puts his own ideas in it. He twists in his brain. The people are twisted today.
Well, isn't that what everybody does? Cindy,
I agree.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the way he interprets it with your libertarian mind, and you take it, you see that it's not the Greek he misinterprets, but his own brain twists it. You know what I mean?
Cindy, thanks for the call. I think that people can't help that, but I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, whenever it is that we take a piece of art, we always apply our own personal interpretations to it. So, you know, you and I can sit down and watch the same movie, Allie, and we might walk away with completely different meaning. It might have a different meaning to me than it does to you based on what I've had, as experience in my life versus what you've had in your life. So we can't help but place our interpretation on the things that we experience. And that includes, the work of art that, is essentially what the Bible is.
What matters to me most is whatever the intention behind the words or whatever the original intentions were behind the words that now make up the Bible, what matters to me most is this Bible that's just, the Gideons have in all the hotel rooms and a lot of people are just reading it and what is the first impression one gets based on the language that we currently used and the language that's in the physical book that Christians worship. It doesn't sound like good stuff, first of all, and maybe you can go and ask a priest and they will know the Greek or Hebrew interpretation of what it was originally intended to mean, but that's not going to be, there's no cliff notes. Usually it's just the Bible, and if I read it and I see hatred in it and I see silly arbitrary rules like not wearing different kinds of materials as fabric for your clothing or not eating pork or sending your wives out when they're menstruating out of the home because they're unclean. I don't know what the Greek interpretation of that is, but it sounds like bigotry to me or ignorance.
Yeah. There was plenty of that back then.
So why worship that?
Right. And so, even if God was sending down this message, which is what ostensibly, was happening, that these men were writing these messages, they're writing them through their whatever viewpoint they had. And so maybe it's true that whatever God is or whatever was sending some sort of message to these men, but ultimately they put their spin on it. Ultimately they put their interpretation of what they were being told or what messages they believed that they were receiving. And so, if you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, you can't possibly believe that it was the actual Word of God. It was an interpreted Word of God in the same way that...
God was apparently influencing and leading their hands when they were writing down the Bible, that it was all influenced by God. And my question is, if it's been misinterpreted or if Christians are taking things in the Bible out of context, why isn't God there to lead them in the right direction? God showed up in the Bible all the time to let people know what was on his mind. He flooded the world. He sent burning bushes. Why does he not show up in a physical manifestation now when people are apparently rampantly misunderstanding what his original...
Well, there are plenty of people in a crazy house who will tell you they're Jesus.
Yeah, but and that was another thing. I wondered if I was a Christian, what if someone claims to be Jesus and I don't believe that person, and what if it really is Jesus?
How would Jesus prove to be Jesus?
Walking on water.
That would be a good one. Yeah, you're right. But it could be like some kind of magic trick, right? Like there's always going to be the debunkers.
What is that man that basically wants to test people's claims, and so he offers $1 million to anyone who makes
James
a supernatural
Randi.
claim. I think that's
anybody claiming they can do anything supernatural, whether it's, you know, read somebody's mind or telepathy or bend, you know, bend a spoon or whatever it is that they're claiming they can do it with, you know, their mind power or their supernatural powers. He's offering $1 million to them to prove it. Now, the critics of James Randi will say that the way it's set up is not fair. And I don't have all the details on that, but needless to say, there's some disagreement.
Isn't he just setting it up as if it was a scientific experiment?
I believe that, you know, from his perspective, that it is. I'm not familiar with all the ins and outs of it.
Supernatural claims are just a hypothesis, which a lot of people feel needs no evidence in order to confirm its reality. So it's just a lot of these things that people claim they can do or claim can be done are, you know, if it can't manifest itself in science or it's not a scientific phenomenon that can be mm-hmm. tested over and over again, then what use does it have for me?
Yeah. No, I think what James Randi is doing is brilliant, and he's mm-hmm. totally calling the hucksters on their game. No doubt about it. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I was just trying to give you the other side of the story, because there are counterclaims to, well, yeah, I would do this, but Randy's rules say this, and it's not fair.
Right.
So there are a few people out there that claim that. We got an email in here from RDSIV. He says, and I believe his real name is Robert. Robert says, first of all, he says he has upgraded his amplification of the show, his amps, to silver, which is great. Thank you for that.
Way to go.
Appreciate it. He says, now, since I said I try not to throw barbs, there's something that has really had me bummed several times, Ian. It's the way you speak of some Christians. Trust me. I understand your position, and I believe sometimes you are trying to get some debate going with callers more than anything else. I get it. Well, this isn't really a hot issue for me like it is with Mark. Mark's got a real chip on his shoulder about the Christian thing. I've been over it for quite a long time. Like I told you earlier, I came out as an atheist when I was 16, and I didn't have the experience Mark did, where he went to prison for 9 years, and he believes that the reason he went to prison is because of religion, is because of his experience with Christianity, mm-hmm. and how when he broke away from it, he, you know, became of the belief that nothing mattered anymore, you know, morals out the window, it doesn't matter because, well, God's not real, so therefore, what's any of the rest of this matter? And he really blames his experience on that. So I don't really have the same chip on my shoulder. I do have a bit of a negative taste in my mouth for a lot of Christians, and so we'll see what Robert has to say here about the issue in a moment. Also, this very interesting survey, also disturbing, that Allie has pulled up. We're going to share that with you. It's about the way people answer questions, and it's really conflicting and shocking.
People don't really know where they stand.
Yep, we're coming up.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.